This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, I know this is somewhat old news, but I've been mulling this over. Plus, I've had a bunch of other stuff going on, so forgive me for being slow on the uptake here. We're in the middle of a big booming economy right now. For some reason, I keep hearing that the gun industry is in a slump, and yet we keep having more background checks. I guess that's from permits now, but that's still good news. But the economy is booming, and primarily because the economy is being left to itself to run itself. Okay? Well, the House finally did something recently. Last week, they passed a $15 an hour minimum wage plan by a 231-139 vote, patting themselves on the back as champions of the working stiff. That's not even all of the members of the House. Where are the rest of them? Bernie Sanders got on Twitter, "Today is historic. A few years ago, people laughed and called us crazy when we called to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Today, the U.S. House is voting on legislation to do just that. This is what happens when working people build a movement for change." Of course, Bernie can't pay it. He can't pay it to full-time workers, or he'd have to lay off workers. He can't pay it. Bernie can't pay it. Right now, the left is exultant over this. At long last, they can say they accomplished something in their dysfunctional house, the one they run. And no doubt, they will be out telling workers that they did them a good deed, so go out and vote for us. We did one thing in 2 years. But there is a dark side to this. Oh, no. It's unlikely to be signed into law because it's going to die in the Senate. And if it did pass in the Senate, then Trump's going to kill it, because Trump is the one pushing the booming economy. He is not interested in bogging down his booming economy. Maybe there could be a political compromise to get the wage hike through. Maybe a smaller wage hike in exchange for reforming asylum loophole laws that have triggered the border surge in the rent-a-kid industry. Mickey Kaus asked that question himself on Twitter. We'll put them to the test, so they care more about letting in more unauthorized migrants than helping American workers. Voters should know. Trump could clobber them with that in campaign. No. Then we get this. The Dems would never go for a compromise that tightens the border, even if that means rejecting a minimum wage increase. They become the open borders party. Which brings up something important. All by itself, Trump could argue, as campaign 2020 comes along, that the minimum wage hike kicks out the bottom rungs of the career ladder for the lowest paid workers. And that would be true. It would be honest. Wage hikes force layoffs. in some cases, like, it forces companies to go out of business. Some workers are going to get more money, but only at the expense of other workers losing their entire livelihood. Share and share alike? No. Not under a socialist minimum wage hike plan. A few are going to get more, another few are going to lose everything, and some businesses like, you know, that restaurant business in Seattle reeling from a minimum wage hike are going under. Does that sound like a bargain? Well, only to a Democrat, and Nicolas Maduro has done a ton of these. Second, the Democrats aren't going to give Trump any funds for border enforcement, even during a border surge with foreign nationals rolling in from everywhere, even as far away as Asia and Africa. Border security, not from these Democrats, and a flood of incoming low-wage workers to displace native workers and drive down their salaries is only going to put even more people on the bottom rung of the career ladder out of work. And too bad about that. Democrats just see D signs in the illegals' eyes. What do these stances add up to, though? An issue Trump can ram the cannon through to voters, that both of these stances serve to spit on America's lowest wage workers. A minimum wage hike will make jobs scarce in their income bracket. A flood of illegals rolling in will increase competition in getting one. You'd be very hard pressed to find a better plan for squeezing the poor who would actually like to work their way out of a predicament than that one. And Trump should run with this. He should run with this, absolutely. Democrats are squeezing the poor from multiple sides, even as they claim to be their champion. One of the things that I've always said about gun control, and gun control, once again, here, this is the template they use, where they get out there and say, we're the only ones that have these answers, we're the only ones that have this, and we're going to give this to you, and in the meantime, well, it's $15 extra, you're going to make $15 an hour, it's a living wage, way to go. Oh, those of you that lose your job, that's too bad. Gun control. Hi there. Here in the inner city, we have, this is what happens with gun control. In the inner city where most of this is happening, in the Democrat-led bastions of power where this goes on, they tell a bunch of people, well, there's no opportunity here for you. The better thing for you to do is to be a welfare mom. Don't marry the father. We'll take care of you. Here, accept this. And then they develop, and I know plenty of people that this has happened to, and it's just not black people, it's lots of people. They'll get out there and they'll be given these payments, these handouts, and then they're told, if you make X amount of money, you're going to lose the handout. And the only way for them to actually not lose the money will be, in some cases, to get some sort of a raise akin to $10,000 a year in order to be able just to be at the same in the same place they are with the handout. So who's going to do what? And in these same places, they always disarm them. And then not only are they prey for the Democrats, they're prey for the gangs. The Democrats hit them with the taxes, and they hit them with the less economic development. The gangs hit them with the drugs. And the centralized violence. Violence in gangland happens in just a few city blocks. It's not a very big area at all. All of your headlines come from a very small geographical area across the country. And they all come, if we were to get rid of the same Democratic population centers they want to run the rest of the country, if we just didn't have violence there, our violence would be the class of the planet. And plus we got all these guns. Wow, how good are we? The template never lies. The template is always true. The left is simply seeking to be in charge of you. Show you what you can keep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull,
and release or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Trump haters are having a good time right about now. They are rejoicing at what they see as a major fissure that separates Trump from his base. After his stop off at Greenville, North Carolina, which is just across the border from where I live, and the crowd chanting, send her back. CNN, because they're so good at stuff like this, they counted out 13 seconds between the beginning of the chant and Trump's resumption of his speech, pinning responsibility for the chant on Trump. So when Trump stated his disagreement with the sentiment after being asked about it during an impromptu Oval Office media availability session, somebody, I don't know which Carl this is, he says, Mr. President, if I may, when your supporters last night were chanting, send her back, why didn't you stop them? Why didn't you ask them to stop saying that? Trump, well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was, I disagree with it, by the way, but it's quite a chant. And I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did. And I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed. Mr. Carl, you'll tell your supporters never to say it again? Trump, well, I would say that. I was not happy about it. I didn't agree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did. But I disagree with it. Mr. Carl, but they were echoing what you said the first week, basically, that they should go back. Trump, well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that, but I disagree with it. Anybody else? Of course, the media jumped all over that as well, because that's what the media does. The media jumps. They declared a repudiation. Nobody blared the verdict louder than Drudge in a headline that stayed up most of yesterday and all night. He put out there, Trump turns on MAGA, disavows send her back chant. Why is it that I'm the only one that gets this? Why is it that I'm the only one that thinks that Trump is a master of misdirection? First of all, I don't think there's any distance developing between Trump and his supporters, no matter what Matt Drudge has to say of that. And then there's a little subtext math going on here. There's mounting evidence that is being shunned by the media that Ilhan Omar has committed tax and immigration fraud. At Powerline, Scott Johnson has taken the lead in developing the evidence that Representative Omar married her brother in order to get him into the United States, filed a joint return with a man she was not married to, and the latest revelation, investigated by David Steinberg, may have entered the United States as a refugee under a false name. If that's proven beyond a reasonable doubt, that charge could lead to revocation of her citizenship and deportation to Somalia for entering the country under false premises. Last night, Tucker Carlson, he discussed this with Scott Johnson. So there was plenty of talk going on about this. It's not completely being disavowed by the media, but you know, only a few people like Carlson are going to look at it. Trump has taken public notice of the controversy under some of her potential frauds. He was quoted by Ryan Savadra on Twitter. There's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that. I would have to assume that the Department of Justice has opened an investigation into these matters. If it hasn't, there's something wrong. So it would be imperative for Trump to avoid any appearance of being responsible for persecuting her. Instead, he's got to keep his hands off the DOJ, and he has to be hands off any effort to expel Omar. The wheels of justice grind really slowly, but grind very fine. And I have no idea what evidence may be developed by the DOJ, but I know that even conclusive evidence will be portrayed by the left as an illegitimate endeavor by Trump to persecute his opponent. Thus, if the sort of investigation I suspect is underway comes to fruition with an indictment or indictments, Trump must be provably uninvolved. And understand this. This is all speculation on my part, on a lot of people's parts. I happen to agree with some of the things that are being discussed out there right now. And, you know, it's not what you see. And especially it is not what how the media portrays it. The media is, they're false, they're Pied Pipers, and they're trying to lead you somewhere, and you don't need to go. You don't need to go. But Trump, I don't get it. I don't get it about the detractors of Trump. They get out there and they talk about, well, he's on Twitter a lot. And I'll be told by people, Twitter don't mean anything. Are you on Twitter? You don't have, why aren't you on Twitter? I don't know. He just told me it doesn't mean anything. Which is it? Should I be on Twitter? Should I not be on Twitter? I myself, like I said, I have 136 followers. I had 137. I lost one. I'll miss you. But those 136, I love you all. Whoever you are, I don't care. I know some of you. I know that's odd on social media to actually know some people that you have in common on social media. I know some of them. Trump getting on Twitter is a bypass of the regular media. He gets to say what he wants to say, unfiltered, and then that drives the left insane. And while they're sitting there spewing and spouting and all this other stuff very, very carefully, very, very quietly, they were the ones that set up this whole idea that if we can't do it legislatively, we'll do it judiciously. And so they started stacking the courts. And he's unstacking them and restacking them. Very quietly, that's all happening while everybody's spazzing out. While he's out there, you know, like Rashida Tlaib. She's not even a woman of color. She's not. She's not. So, everybody, you know, if I get called out for that, okay, I'll take it. She isn't. That's like looking at Shaun White and saying, you know, Shaun White's black. No, he isn't. He's no blacker than Rachel Dolezal. But all of these people that are out there, he's the one that sets these things in motion. And in the meantime, things that matter, he's doing. Isn't that fun? I think it's fun. Shouldn't I hear some bump music right about now? Yep, I heard it. I knew it was a-coming. Got to pay attention to the clock in this business. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a lifetime extension to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund after lobbying by first responders and comedian John Stewart. 9/11 first responder John Field spoke after the bill was passed.
97-2. 97. When does the Senate ever get that?
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army war vet and was Secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. Speaking to a conservative group of young people in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, President Trump notes he will always approve judges who uphold the Constitution.
We believe in the American Constitution, and we believe judges should interpret our Constitution as written.
The president also says the border wall is being built, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. And I've got a 308 coming from them to test. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I haven't talked yet since she's been elected about Chicago's new mayor, Lori Lightfoot. But she's in the news now. She's blaming police for their spiraling violent crime problem. She doesn't blame Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, the spider sweetheart deal she cut for Juicy Smollett. She doesn't blame the soft on crime judges. She doesn't blame affordable bail, dysfunctional neighborhoods, or the absence of fathers and families, all of which those things are contributing factors. It could be worse, she could blame the law-abiding gun owners of Illinois for her cesspool of problems, but she'll get around to that. She'll get around to blaming that, and she'll demand more gun control in time, as if all these generations of gun control have made the Windy City a peaceful, tranquil paradise. But from Fox News, we get this. Chicago's new mayor is taking issue with the city's police department as the city continues to see far more homicides than New York and Los Angeles, as well as major eruptions of other violence. One weekend does not make a trend, she said Tuesday, according to Fox 32. But we've now had a couple of weekends where it feels like we are losing the streets. She made the comments while in New York to attend the opening of the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative, which is funded by billionaire former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to equip mayors with the tools and expertise to effectively lead complex cities. Her comments also came off of the back of one of the city's bloodiest weekends so far this year, in which more than 40 people were shot, 9 of them fatally. Right before Independence Day, 50 people were shot. And despite the deployment of an extra 1,200 officers in the city, at least 43 people were shot over Memorial Day weekend, 7 of them fatally. More than 1,500 extra Chicago police officers hit the streets, parks, and lakefront for the July the 4th holiday, typically one of the most violent weekends of the year. If you believe that Mayor Lightfoot conjured up 1,500 additional cops, you put the illegal stuff in your hookah. She has, though, according to the Chicago Tribune, canceled planned vacations and days off for officers, mandating they work on the weekends. From the mayor's comments, it sounds like Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson better start packing up his office, because he might be out of a job soon. Probably as soon as Chicago has another weekend approaching 20 murders and 100 maimed by gangland gunfire. This is the thing about this. I don't care how many police you have in any given place. Unless you have one for each citizen, it's not going to matter. Unless there is one mirroring each citizen as they walk about, good and bad, it's not going to matter. Excuse me. Police typically are not going to be there when something happens. Then it's going to happen. It's going to be over in minutes. Most of them are going to get away. Then the victims of the crimes, they're not going to see anything, if you get my gist, because snitches get stitches, and you know, it'll just continue on. And you can't blame the police for this. It's one thing to blame the police for something that they have control over. But they never, ever, ever have control over the streets. Especially not in a democratically led bastion. So, when you sit here and you're looking at these declarations by these mayors of what they want to do or what they want to say, remember this. While she's out there saying all of this stuff, this is the kind of politician that would take guns off the street if she could by confiscation. And the same police that she's demoralizing and not standing behind, if she doesn't like the job they're doing, she should support them publicly. That's leadership. Then you pull the people aside that are in charge, the command and control. You pull them aside and you tell them, I don't care what it takes. I want you to get a handle on this. What is it that you need to get a handle on this? Now, in... See, they did an experiment. I don't remember when they did an experiment. What they did was they did a social media experiment. And they know just because of Facebook posts where most of these little sawed-off gangsters are in these inner cities. So they know where they are. They see the remnants of what they're doing. But the only thing that could possibly be done, despite knowing this, unless you're seeking an active fugitive, the only thing they could do would be to just go in there and sort of occupy that area. Be a show of force in that area. That would be looked at by the snowflakes as a provocation. While we're actually trying to save the ones that are the ones that, you know, the ones that... The left claims we're trying to kill. So, but every time I see this, every time I see these leaders out here, I had this conversation with a friend of mine. And he was telling me how gun confiscation is going to work. And I was telling him who's going to take them. It's not going to be the cops. Katrina notwithstanding, the cops nowadays across the nation, they've all been thrown under the bus. You think the cops are going to go out there and do something like that? Especially now, even when they do something that is righteous, if they have to kill a perpetrator who's coming at them trying to stab them or trying to beat them to death or run them over with a car, if they didn't have a gun, they're told they killed an unarmed man. And these are the guys. They're going to come and kick your door in and take your guns. Right? Okay. I love logic. Logic never lets you down. It overcomes emotion. It overcomes ignorance. It's very easy to do. It's very easy to have. It brings a sort of a smug, arrogant serenity to you, and I enjoy just experiencing that. While this, in the meantime, in Chicago, there will be more people killed, not because of the police, but because of Democratic policies, because of leftist policies, which is what she should be blaming. So that tells you right there she is not for the public safety of Chicago. No matter what she says, no matter what she comes out and puts out there, I don't care if she's even a real believer in what she says. She's not for the public safety of Chicago and people that live in Chicago. Very simple thing. Very logical thing. Just it's a presumption I make with a high degree of confidence. I'm not worried about what she says. I'm looking at what she's doing. So, okay. We know you for what you are, Mayor Lightfoot. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Donald Trump, when he swung back, when he clapped back at the bullies of the squad, when he told them to shut up or get out. Remember that? He took an old political phrase and he served it up with blue-collar articulation. Half-cooked and cold. America, love it or leave it. It was a bumper sticker a long time ago. Still, you know, it's on buttons. It was a phrase to remind anti-American subversives who were at the time not just critical of America, but were intent on destroying the very fabric of our country. And now they're back. And they will destroy our country if we let them. We have a group of malcontent that snotty-nosed freshmen that are pushing an anti-American agenda. But they are up against an opponent who hits back. And in a series of tweets, I can't believe I talk about this sometimes, Trump unleashed the moat, the mother of all tweets. Then he doubled down on it the next day, and any other GOP politician would have walked it back and apologized, gone into seclusion until the backlash subsided and everybody forgot. Not Trump. The American haters are up against a president who loves America. He defends America. He praises the U.S. everywhere he goes and at every chance he gets, and he does it, and he just does it all the time. And what these brats forget is that Trump is not afraid to color outside the lines of traditionally defined behavior for presidents that go back to the founding of this nation. He has redefined the office of the presidency. He has reformulated what it means to be a Republican and a conservative. And he fights back like no Republican ever has. And when you throw a rock at him, He picks those rocks up and throws them right back at you. He fights. Very few reliable fighters. There's very few of them on his side. Most GOPers are still afraid of the left and choose to stay close to the shore and roll over. They say they are not a Trump kind of Republican, whatever that means. Someone needs to remind the left that Trump doesn't just counterpunch. He punches first when strategically advantageous and forces the Democrats to respond to him. And his base loves it, whether the pollsters know it, Republicans know it, Bill Kristol knows it, doesn't matter. Consequently, the left has defined new rules of engagement for themselves about what they can get away with, what they can say or do in the political arena, and with impunity. They will still get plenty of cover from the media. They'll get plenty of cover from the editorial boards of the New York Times and the Washington Post and USA Today and the anchors at CNN and MSNBC and network television. They will carry all the water. They control the language, or they think they do. It has given them an advantage in political discourse. They can say whatever they want about whoever they want and without political liability, at least from the media. Remember that, at least from the media. These folks on the left refuse to denounce the use of political violence by Antifa, which I find so very interesting. As if it's that difficult to see the violence that these miscreants routinely use. By not condemning it, I take the liberty of them condoning it. By them not coming out and denouncing it, I take the liberty of saying, they enjoy it. In fact, they encourage it. Their rhetoric is very corrosive, and it does lead to a lot of violence. The left has called Trump Hitler, and I've talked about this before. They've accused him of criminal behavior where there is no evidence. When you are looking at somebody and you're saying to yourself, this guy's a Hitler, you guys are fascists, you're racists, you're xenophobes, you want to kill children and people of color. If you really believe that, if you really truly believe that, then you got to do something about it. When they're talking this nonsense our way, I believe that they're telegraphing to us, at some point, we're going to be coming for you. We're going to deal with you. The only problem is that this is not their thing. It's not their thing to be violent. Their resistance, you know, the cussing, the burning things, destroying things in mobs. Any mob is going to overcome a lot of things. But a mob, when they run up against a bunch of people, do you remember the Not Today Antifa thing with pipe hitters and Spikes Tactical? Do you remember that? I used to talk about that a couple of years back. One day, if they operate outside of their little bastions of where they have room to destroy, if they decide to go somewhere else and try that nonsense, they will begin, they will start, they will be destroying things. If the cops stand back, the pipe hitters will come out. If the cops pull back, the pipe hitters will come out. And then when that happens, that's going to be, they would call this a bad day in Baghdad when that happens. Since the day Trump was elected, they have, it's not the traditional political opposition. This is downright raw resistance. They have mistreated his family. They lie that he puts kids in cages at detention facilities. Even though their 44th beloved president was one putting them in cages. As a matter of fact, Trump is just trying to catch up to Obama right now. From the day he was sworn in as the 45th president, he's fought back, and he's had to do it in unconventional ways. And he wins. He is winning. He knows the enemy, and he identifies it to the American people. Then he goes after the enemy. His never-back-down style has Democrats and the left pulling their hair out at the roots, and I love it. None of the tactics they've used in the past to get rid of the political opposition or Republicans has worked. They can't get rid of him. He's not going to get tired of the fight. He likes the fight. He likes the pain. Not only has his base had it with a consistent aggression against Trump, there's no doubt in my mind that even people not politically active have had it too. They're tired of hearing about white privilege, reparation, the myth of their implicit bias against minority. It's Trump's turn to feed the beast, like the left does with their rabid base, when they call every American not swallowing their agenda a racist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, a xenophobe, a misogynist. And he did not disappoint with his tweets. What he doesn't understand, what the left doesn't understand, is that we live vicariously through Trump. When we see him mistreated, we feel mistreated. If it's the basket of deplorables moment all over again. In other words, everybody's Trump. Silently, many Trump supporters understood Trump's blue-collar way of telling those who hate America to love it or leave it. Only Trump could say it the way he did and not lose voters. Many of his supporters nodded to themselves in agreement. There's a connection. There's a connection between Trump supporters and Trump. And good, bad, and different, whether Obama was wrong on something or not, black voters were not abandoning Obama. As with Trump supporters, we're not going to leave him either. There's nothing you can do to change that. We picked our side. Very likely, if you decide to press the violence, what you're going to be met with is something you're completely unprepared for. And I won't feel bad when that happens, nor should you. We have tried to be peaceful with these people, and if they take it up another notch, well, we'll just spin the dial, won't we? It's unfortunate. Coming up next, from Washington State, we're going to be joined by some guys from Aero Precision and one of their dealers. I forget the name of it, Sporting something. And we're going to talk about Initiative I-1639 and what it's doing to Washington State. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.